Are you working on your author career but struggling to get that first book published? Does the goal of being an author seem too lofty? Or are thoughts of having multiple books and making a full-time living are as fantastical as living in Cinderella's castle? Welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where aspiring authors can be heard. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have gotten their foot on the author career path. Hear what they've done to get there and where they want to go now. Settle back. It's time for a bit of inspiration and advice. Come listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
This is a reading from the 10,000 word short story This Time Around, which was the original first short story that gave Michael Andrews, my Canadian werewolf, his start. And it kind of sets the scene quite effectively. So I thought I would relay this to you. Thursday, August 14th, 2014, 6:04 a.m. This time I woke to find myself sprawled naked in the grass, my shoulder nestled in a shrub, and the coppery aftertaste of blood in my mouth. It was a cool morning, but humid, the unmistakable scent of the Hudson River hanging in the air. I pulled my aching body into a sitting position and checked it over for injuries. Apart from the usual scrapes and scratches, there was a nasty-looking wound in my thigh. It hurt like it was no more than a bad bruise, but it looked like a bullet hole. I ran my hand down the leg, stuck a finger inside. Yes, indeed, it was a bullet hole. The bullet was nestled just about an inch deep. At least the bullet wasn't silver. Now that I would have felt. So to sum up my situation, there was a distinct taste of blood in my mouth and a bullet wound in my leg. What the hell had I done this time? I took a look around me. The park I was in was on the Hudson. That I could tell from the scent of the water. The early morning mist revealed beautiful Lady Liberty to me in teasing glimpses. Okay, so this was Battery Park. I was on the southwestern tip of Manhattan Island. And since I was currently a guest at the Algonquin Hotel in Midtown, getting three quarters of the way across this island bare naked was going to be one hell of a chore. Uncovering the mystery of what exactly I'd been up to during last night's full moon would, of course, be another. But I was a mystery writer after all, and was usually able to piece it all together upon examination of the evidence. My memories as a wolf were scattered in non-linear snatches of smells, sounds, tastes, feelings, and sights, not often available to my human conscious mind. Trying to piece them together in my conscious mind often gave me a migraine. I'd always thought perhaps that was how I preserved my sanity. Unfortunately, with my growing popularity as a mystery writer, it was becoming easier for people to recognize me, at least in human form, that is. Finding a picture of myself scampering about the city butt naked on the cover of the tabloids was not a pleasant thought. Was it time to move out of New York? No. After all, growing up reading Spider-Man comic books, I'd always wanted to live here. So I was living my childhood dream. In my dreams, though, I'd been the wall crawler, swinging around the city rooftops and nabbing the bad guys. I'd never dreamed that I would be one of the monsters that Spider-Man often faced down. Like that astronaut who, wearing a moon rock on a chain around his neck, was afflicted with the curse of the werewolf. It's something to do with wolves and the moon, I guess. But other than the concept of a full moon and werewolves, it never really made sense to me. After all, everyone knows that being bitten by a werewolf is the way that a person becomes afflicted with a curse. For me, it was a chance encounter with a wolf on a camping / hitchhiking trip through upstate New York that led to my lycanthropic affliction. And that's just the opening of This Time Around. It meant to be sort of just another day in the life for somebody cursed as a werewolf. And of course, it continues in that story as well as the rest of the day in the very first book in the series, A Canadian Werewolf in New York.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.